Time is 8 p.m. Weather condition: partly cloudy. Temperature 70 degrees.
Okay, it is time. Let's see, I was just trying to bring up the NetLogger program here. Let's see. Give me a second here, everybody. Alright, let's see, I clicked on it. Let me see what we got going here. Give me one more second, everybody. Select that. I will start the net. Hopefully, it'll come up for me. All right. Good evening, and welcome to the Bera Monthly, Bera Weekly Tech Net Information Net. My name is Rick, KC2XT. I'll be your net control for this evening. Purpose of this net is to promote technical knowledge, share amateur radio information, and keep the Bera community connected and active on the air. This net is open to all licensed amateurs, whether you're a club member or just a visiting operator. We meet every week, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. right here on this repeater. So we're going to start with a couple of announcements. Let me drop it. So this Monday coming up, we're going to have the Bera club meeting, and everything's not working. Give me one second here. There we go. So Bera is going to have a meeting Monday, September the 15th, and it's held at St. Bartholomew's Church, 2368 Ager Road, Tonawanda, Sheridan Drive. Doors open 6:30 for RAGQ. Business meeting at 7, and the program follows. So come on to that on next Monday. Also, very first Thursday of every month is the tech meeting. And that is 7 p.m. at the conference room of the BOCES Potter Road Career and Technical Center, 705 Potter Road, West Seneca. And just let Ted, WA2HKS, know maybe that you're coming. And it's a very interesting and informal technical get-together, and I do believe they even go to Denny's after that, so you can't beat it. So let's go on to some check-ins and see who we have, and then after that we'll get started with tonight's program. So anybody, would you please give your call slowly, phonetically, and go ahead. Let's see who we have listening.
W2EUP.
Juliet Kilo. KK4. JJK.
W2EUP. W2ZZA. Dave in South Cheektowaga with nothing for the net tonight. I'll listen.
Thank you. And I should have said we're going to use the club call tonight of W2EUP. So far, I got KK4JKK, John, W2ZZA, Dave. And anybody else wishing to join the net tonight, please call W2EUP.
W2EUP. This is WB1FAW.
W2EUP. This is KC2YTJ through Echolink.
W2EUP, here's K2 Uniform Delta Howard, Eggersville, no traffic.
W2EUP. Good evening, this is Bill, November 4, November Juliet, Juliet Mobile in Las Vegas. Going to be in and out, got to get back into the office, and for interview.
W2EUP, Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Lima X-Ray, Carl Cheektowaga.
Central and West Seneca.
I had a double there. Let's see. I didn't get those two last stations. Can you come again?
W2EUP. This is Whiskey 2, Bravo, Yankee, Juliet, Thomas, in the city of Tonawanda.
Pretty good, Thomas. And what was the second station?
W2EUP, this is Kilo, Echo 2, Bravo, Quebec, Tango, Joe in West Seneca.
W2EUP. WA2FKV, Kevin, down in Tonawanda.
W2EUP. W2EUP. W2EUP, this is KC2LEF, Ray in Getzville. That's Kilo Charlie 2, Lima Echo Foxtrot.
Very good. So out there, welcome acknowledged. WB1FAW, Larry, KC2YTJ, Mike, K2UD, Howard, N4NJJ, Bill, KE2FLX, Carl, W2BYJ, Thomas, KE2BQT, Joe, WA2FKV, Kevin, and KC2LEF, Ray. Did I miss anybody? Any corrections or anybody before we go on with tonight's program? All right. Tonight's program is Echolink. And here's a brief overview, and then we'll go into the PowerPoint presentation that you all can follow along at barra-tech.com. Barra-tech.com. There's a slide presentation on there you can follow along. And we'll keep this as short and brief as we can, but there's a lot of information, and we'll see if anybody has any comments or questions. So the overview. Echolink is a system that lets licensed amateur radio operators connect to repeaters, simplex nodes, and other hams over the internet using VoIP technology. You can access it from a radio connected to an Echolink-enabled repeater or directly from a computer or smartphone app. It works by verifying your amateur license and then allowing you to connect to other Echolink stations or conferences worldwide. This makes it possible to talk to other hams far beyond normal range, amateur radio range, even when you're far away from your equipment. Echolink is especially popular for travelers, portable operation, and keeping in touch with friends across the globe. So we'll ask three questions when it's your turn, and if you don't have any comment, don't worry about it, but just wondering tonight, do you currently use Echolink, and if so, what's your call sign on the system? Have you ever connected to a repeater station in another country via Echolink? Do you prefer using Echolink from a radio or from a computer phone, and why? So we're going to go on to the slide presentation now, but is there any other check-ins before we start that would like to join? Come now.
This is KK6BRK, Adam, Lockport, New York.
Welcome, acknowledge, Adam. I believe it's Kilo Delta 6, Victor Romeo Kilo. Is that correct?
Very close. It's Kilo Kilo 6, Victor Romeo Kilo.
Kilo Kilo 6, Victor Romeo Kilo. Welcome to the net. Anybody else before we get started with the slide presentation? Okay. So if you'd like to follow along on this presentation, again, it's at barra-tech.com, and you can see what we're going to present now. So let me just bring this up on my screen here, and we'll get started. If you look at our very first slide, it's going to show you how everything works together and how everything is connected up. And you can see that there's an internet link between Station A and Station B. It's basically the basic system. Let's go on to the next slide in this. On our next slide, here's got other ideas. General topics. What is Echolink? Various modes, configuring Echolink software, computer to computer via internet, transceiver to computer to internet, physical radio interfacing, other linking software. And is it really amateur radio? So that's a good question tonight on this topic. Let's go to the next slide here. And the next one we have up is... All right, what is Echolink? Echolink uses VoIP, Voice over Internet Protocol, to allow licensed amateur radio operators to communicate with other amateurs via the Internet. It's primarily a Windows-based application. Is offered free of charge at http://www.echolink.org. There is also a new Echo Linux and Echo Mac available. It was developed by Jonathan Taylor, K1FRD, in 2002. He received the Hamvention 2003 Special Achievement Award. Let's go on to our next slide here. Go on to the next one. What modes are available? Let me drop it. Echolink can be operated strictly between two computers connected to the internet using a PC sound card with speakers and a microphone. Echolink can be interfaced to a standard FM transceiver as a simplex link from your home QTH. Echolink can be interfaced to VHF or UHF repeater for more coverage. This is how we are currently communicating through Echolink. Let's go on to slide number 5. Slide 5 shows you a demonstration in the simplest form. Echolink can be involved with two hams talking strictly from PC to PC. There's a little diagram of that. On to number 6. And is it really ham radio? In its simplest form, Echolink can be involved in just two hams talking strictly from PC to PC, going through the internet. Go to slide 7. It depends on how you use it. Single-user PC to PC involves no RF. It's just another internet chat room. Let me drop it. A simplex link or repeater connection now makes it a new amateur radio mode. Let's go on to slide 8, everybody. Adding a simplex link. And now you have Sam joining the conversation with his 2-meter transceiver in sysop mode on 145-600 simplex. And so now they're using the internet, and we've got 3 stations on there. Let's go to the next slide here. Give me one moment here. I got a mouse that does not want to cooperate. Expanding the link, Sam now takes his HT, also tuned to 145-600, and goes into the backyard to operate. And we can see we're still going through the internet, and Sam is in his backyard. Let's go on here. And adding a repeater. So now we're going to add a repeater to this whole system. Now we're still going through the internet, as you can see. But we've also added the ability for the internet, which a lot of people, if they're not in our area, that's how they get into this system. Let's go to slide 11. Bringing it all together now. So what we're going to do is bring everything through the internet. We have our repeater, we have our three stations, we have somebody in a car. There's all sorts of possibilities once this is all brought together. So, part 97, linking requirements. The Synplex link and the repeater link as depicted here require a control operator. Let me drop it. If the link is installed at the repeater side, it becomes part of the repeater and can now run as an automatic control. We're going on to slide 13. And here is the main screen listing stations currently on the link by country and call zone, etc. The bottom of the screen shows the current transmit and receive audio levels in the colored bar graphic. We're on to the next slide. Basic setup. First thing to do after installing the software is to configure your station setup. First time you use Echolink, you will have to wait to be validated before you are connected to the Echolink server. Let's go on to slide 15. Audio setup. This includes your audio details for the PC speakers and microphone. So we're on to 16. I'm going to drop it. Connection setup. This screen allows you to configure the various internet connections you are willing to accept. And of course, you can always go back and review all this material at any time on the website. You can even look into last week's if you had missed it. Now, slide 17, the two PCs audio screens. And you'll notice this one is the output and this one is the input. Let's continue on here. We're on to slide 18. And we're going to talk about SysOp Receive. The SysOp mode is used when interfacing a transceiver and requires additional setup parameters. And on to 19. Hope you're all with me. Don't fall asleep. SysOp Transmit. There are a number of choices for triggering the PTT interface to the rig. You can see. Let's go on to 20. SysOp identification, both CW and Voice ID are available. And give me one moment, got a mouse that does not want to cooperate. Along with the method and time interval for the IDs. Let's go on to 21. What's needed for SysOp mode? Let me drop it. Transceiver, computer and software, and an interface. Let's move on. We're on to 22. Making your own interface. Stereo patch core with a quarter ace plugs from receiver audio to PC line in. Patch cord from PC mic out to transmitter audio input to be attenuated. Give me one second here. Come on, mouse. Serial PTT circuitry from COM port. Move on to slide 23, but a good interface should isolate the computer audio from the transceiver. It attenuate the speaker line level output, provide matching of audio to mic level and isolation of all grounds, and be easy to hook up and leave in line. Stay with me, we're almost there. Some sound card interfaces you can see displayed in the here on the screen. The Rig Blaster is more common interface with jumpers to configure any brand of microphone and rig, so it doesn't keep you limited. Pros and cons. Allows hams traveling away to stay in contact with hams back home through a repeater link. It also allows technician licensees a chance to experience DX contacts. QSLs are not valid for things like DXCC. The middle connection is the internet, and this is a wire connection, not wireless RF. But again, is this ham radio, you might be saying? As long as there is a simplex or a repeater link involved, it is a new mode. It's that simple. Worldwide regulatory agencies like the FCC, ART, IBPT, OFCOM, SRR, have recognized it as another ham tool like slow scan TV or PSK31. Using these links, you must still ID and follow all regulations, including international regulations and rules and third-party agreements. If we don't keep using our radios in many modes as we can, we are going to lose some of the band allocations we've worked so hard for. So let me identify here, and then we'll move on to see if we have any other check-ins, and then we'll go and see if anybody has comments or questions. You don't have to. If you don't come back to me, we'll just go on to the next person, so don't worry about that. But is there anybody else that would like to check in to the Baratech night tonight? Call W2EUP.
W2EUP. Key2TKD. Kilo 2 Tango Kilo Delta.
Welcome, acknowledge. Garrett, K2TKD. So we're going to start at the top of the list. If you have questions, comments, you may have used Echolink. I think we all might have. Or if you just don't have any comment, don't worry about it. We'll just go on to the next station. Starting at the top of the list, we have KK4JKK. John, any questions? Have you used Echolink? Go ahead. I believe you have.
Yeah, Rick, yeah, I was very convenient when you're, especially when you're away from repeaters. I was down in Charleston, South Carolina. There was repeaters, but nothing was hooked up. So, Echolink over the internet was just a great thing to have. But, it works in a pinch, but like the question goes, is it really ham radio? Yes, technically, but
okay, John, your audio is a little low tonight, though, just to let you know. Let's move on to our friend Dave, W2ZZA. Any comments about Echolink, Dave? Go ahead, W2EUP.
Okay, W2EUP, W2ZZA, Dave in South Cheektowaga. Hello, everyone on the net. Give you a moment to adjust your volume because I'm probably a good deal louder than the other station that had just checked in. And you probably cranked it up and then I blew you out of your chair. Yeah, I've used Echolink. It's a couple decades old now. And, you know, it's new and improved, of course. Still being tweaked worldwide. Lately, I haven't had any real need. I've used it remotely to check into this very net some many years ago. When on holiday, and wanting to check in, the only radio I had was a cell phone. Worked just fine. So that's it. Send it back to net. W2EUP, W2ZZA.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you. W2EUP. We'll move on to Larry, WB1FAW. Larry, any comments on Echolink? Have you used it? Go ahead if you're still there.
W2EUP, WB1FAW. No, I have not used Echolink, and the only comment I have is I can't see the slideshow. I went to the site you mentioned, and I get we're under construction. Please check back for an update soon.
I wonder if Jeremy's listening and to U.S. I just lost your call sign, Jeremy. And to you. Are you there, Jeremy?
Yes, and to UGS checking in for the first time tonight. The website, I'll spell it for you phonetically, is B in Bravo, A in Alpha, A is in Alpha, R is in Robert, A is in Alpha, and then it's a hyphen or a dash, you could call it a dash or a hyphen, T is in Tango, E is in Echo, C as in Charlie, H as in hotel, and that's .com. So it's Bara-Tech.com. Hope that clears it up for you guys.
That's where you want to go, Larry. Sorry, Jeremy, N2UGS. I know your call inside and out. I just got tongue-tied. Does that answer your question, Larry?
Yeah, I still haven't got it spelled right. I'm still working on it. Go on to the next person, and I'll play around with it a little bit more. Yeah, I was spelling it B-A-R-A, so I guess that was the problem.
Just double the R, and you'll be fine. Right, very good. We move on to Mike, KC2YTJ. Mike, any comments about Echolink? Have you used it?
This is KC2YTJ. Yes, I use Echolink currently as I'm out of town. I do use it, and I had to wait for the repeater to drop and for my Echolink program on the phone to actually allow me to transmit. It will not allow me to until the repeater is clear, so I need that extra second versus when everybody's on a mic. I use it when I'm out of town, such as today, to reach Danette. I also use it pre-vacation if, for example, a few weeks ago I was going to Ithaca, New York. I spoke with some people down in Ithaca through Echolink and their repeaters to find out which repeaters were active, so when I was down in Ithaca, I can actually communicate with people using HF. I've also used it speaking to the repeater trustee and owner in Wilmington, North Carolina, on several QSOs, because I visit down there quite often, and I found it to be a wonderful asset to ham radio, or, you know, in addition to ham radio. And most people I talk to are listening through a radio, or I QSO through a radio. I just happen to be on a cell phone. Back to you, KC2YTJ.
Thank you, Mike, and good demonstration of using it. I forgot you did say you were on that. W2EUP, we'll turn it over to Howard now. Howard, any comments? Have you used Echolink? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. We'll move on. I believe Bill N4NJJ was in and out, unless he does a recheck. Carl, you're up next, KE2FLX. Carl, what's your experience with Echolink, if you have any?
KE2FLX. I have had a little bit experience with it here. It's a nice tool for checking the output of your RF equipment. That's pretty much mostly what I use it for. I'm in a good spot here for RF, so don't really need it much. KE2FLX.
Very good, Carl. We'll move on to Thomas. I believe he is mobile. If you're still there, Thomas, W2BYJ. Any comments about Echolink? You've used it?
This is W2BYJ. I have Echolink, specifically the Android app for my smartphone. I don't use it very often because I prefer to do things mostly over RF. And like Carl, my most common use case is for listening to myself or other similar purposes. I don't really use it to talk very much. That's about all I do with Echolink. This is W2BYJ back to net control.
Thank you, Thomas. W2EUP, we move on to Joe, KE2BQT. Any comments about Echolink? Have you used it?
W2EUP, KE2BQT. I have no experience with Echolink. I do not have an account or anything like that, but the presentation was certainly helpful. I'm still relatively new to the hobby, so I haven't delved into that space yet. And like Thomas, my focus has been primarily on RF, but thank you for the presentation. Back to net, W2UP, KE2BQT.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. W2EUP, we move on to Kevin, WA2FKV. Kevin, have you used EchoLink? Go ahead.
This is WA2FKV. Yeah, I did early on, many, many years ago, actually, when I had dial-up. And I didn't do it for repeaters, but I did it for other hams, because I used to contact people back where I went to school. But I did, early on, we had set up a program at Ronnie where we actually talked over EchoLink to the guy who developed it. And we had a loudspeaker so everyone could hear him, and then and we were firing questions back and forth from the members in the at the meeting, asking questions about EchoLink and all different things. It was very interesting, interesting guy. But I still have it. I just haven't used it that much. But still a neat form of ham radio, since everyone there is a ham. So I figure it's much better than chat box on the computer. But that's it. Back to that. WA2FKV.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate it. That is interesting, too. You got to speak with the creator. W2EUP, we're on to Ray, KC2LEF. Ray, any comments about EchoLink? Have you used it? Go ahead.
KC2LEF. Well, I used it way back when Kevin did the presentation. I remember that still. That's how it was probably the last time I used it. I looked and I got an icon on the computer, but that's about it. Hope everybody has a good evening. It's Ray, KC2LEF, back to net control.
Okay, Ray, anybody waiting to check in, just give us a few more minutes. We just got three more stations to go through, then we will take check-ins in a bit. We're on to Adam, KK6VRK. And Adam, what's your experience with EchoLink? Go ahead.
Hey, this is Adam, Kilo Kilo 6, Victor Romeo Kilo. So, long story short, I travel a lot, all over the world, for work, and I started using EchoLink when I was a technician, just around the U.S. mostly, you know, as I was traveling, but now I use it in a lot of countries where they're not necessarily friendly with hams. It's one way to get on the air. You know, I've used that. I've used Hamshack Hotline. I've used like a MMDBM hotspot for D-Star. Yeah, I'm still doing RF there, but it's so low power that they're not going to be bothered with it. But yeah, so I have it on my mobile phone. It's an Android, and I use it there. Excuse me. Side note, I would say the last 2 days or so, this repeater seems to be a loud noise interface. I don't know if anyone else is picking up on that. I don't know. It sounds like it might be a grounding issue, but it's just my opinion. Anyway, back to the net. Sorry.
No problem. Thank you for joining the net tonight, and stick around. This is a very friendly bunch on the repeater, and it's pretty active. So if you want to join in on conversations, it's sort of a late-night repeater, too. W2EUP, let's go to Garrett, K2TKD. And Garrett, what's your experience with EchoLink? Have you used it?
I have not used it yet. I've hit the test server. I have my account set up. I've got the software installed on my phone and on my laptop, but I have not made beyond that with it at this point yet. I am looking forward to tinkering with it and seeing what else I can do with it. It's kind of neat. I, being a techie, it's kind of an interesting topic for me. I'm excited about it. I think that's going to be another winter project for me when I'm not doing the outdoor thing. So back to the net, K2CKB.
And he's actually the one that provided the slide presentation for it. Jeremy, any comments? N2UGS, go ahead.
Hello, Rick and everybody on net. EchoLink, I guess, when I first got licensed, I didn't really have any radio gear, and EchoLink pretty much was available right away as soon as you got your license, and you could talk, you know, pretty much anywhere across the world. I think it's really good, too, like when you're on the road, if you want to get back into the system here in Buffalo, you're on, or if you're on vacation somewhere, firing warm, or maybe firing cold, you can always come back here and talk to the folks here in Buffalo. And it's really easy to put the app on your phone, sign up for it, and get connected here to Buffalo. Very good on the net, Rick. Appreciate it. And with that, I'll send it back to you.
Very good, Jeremy. Appreciate that. And we're going to take some more check-ins if you'd like to get on the log tonight. W2EUP is the call sign. Anybody else wishing to join tonight? Go ahead.
W2EUP. Good evening. N2LCJ, Tim and Cheektowaga.
Very good. Welcome to Acknowledge, Tim, N2LCJ. Tim, from the N2LCJ Laboratories. Tell us now your experience with EchoLink, if you had any.
Well, yeah, you know, and ironically, my first experience with EchoLink was on my smartphone. And I uploaded the app, and I'm looking around, and I don't remember where I ended up. What repeater, what room, etc. And I was talking to this guy, and I heard a woman's voice saying, "Are you in there?" And he said, yeah, I'm in here. Give me a minute. And he said, "Well, you know, some people will, you know, read the paper in the bathroom or do whatever. Well, I'm on EchoLink when I'm in the bathroom." And I thought, oh, great, TMI. EchoLink, for me, the only time I actually use it is if I'm out of town, like on business or on a trip or something like that, and I feel like talking to some friends, and I can always dial back into a home repeater, but other than that, that's pretty much it. So appreciate you taking my late check-in, and this is N2LCJ on a very old Kenwood TH-77A.
Thank you, Tim, and the Kenwood's sounding great. No problem, it's got good audio. All right, might be a short net tonight. Maybe everybody's busy, I don't know. But let's see if we've got any more check-ins before we do close the net. Anybody wishing to get on the log for the Barra Wednesday night tech net, call W2EUP.
W2EUP. This is Kilo Delta 2, Sierra Golf Yankee, KQSGY, Niagara Falls, Ontario, coming back across the border.
Welcome back now. It's KD2SGY, Jason, over there in VE3 land. Jason, any comments on EchoLink? Have you used it?
No big comments on EchoLink. I think it's a fantastic thing to have, and yeah, I think I used it a couple of times when I was in Texas to listen in on this repeater, so it's nice to have home when you're away from home. That's about it. I got to drive a bit more. KD2SGY, thanks for the net, Rick.
No problem, Jason. It was good to see you last night, too. Okay, we're getting to the end of the list here, and it's sort of a slow night tonight. I'll have to see how many check-ins we have here, but it's okay. We're here every week. W2EUP is the call. Anybody else wishing to get on the log, please call now.
W2EUP, question, KP2YTJ.
All right, very good. Mike, KC2YTJ, it's all yours, W2EUP. Go ahead with your question.
I'll start with a thank you to N2UGS, but I noticed that, like, Jeremy, he holds, I don't know, he runs the EchoLink, I don't know if this is the right way of saying it, but how does that correlate to, like, call sign is associated with the bearer repeater? But, like, if somebody looks up a bearer repeater, I mean, unless it's on a website, like the repeater handbook, does it list W2 or N2UGS as the EchoLink access, or do you just have to know that, or do you have to find it online? Like, so different repeaters all around the country, around the world, the repeater name is not the same as the EchoLink name when you go to look in the EchoLink logbook. I guess that's my question. So I guess it doesn't correlate, but thank you, Jeremy. I do appreciate EchoLink.
You want to go back, Jeremy?
Yeah, sure. I think I had set it up before we actually made the connection with Alsar to WA2HKS here. So I think it's showing Williamsville, New York. But I can change I can't change the call sign, but I can change the location and maybe put in some more location information so it's easier for folks to find. I've been meaning to do that, but yes, thank you. Mike.
KC2YTJ. Yeah, Jeremy, that would be great if you could put Buffalo and then maybe put the W2SL repeater or W2EUP repeater or whatever, you know, you want, or bearer repeater system. Maybe that would help people from out of town or people that don't know. Just Williamsville is the location. I get it. And I get the call sign thing of how it gets set up. But I don't know, anything to make it easier on people to find us, or I just didn't know how any of that stuff works. But like I said, hey, thank you. I do appreciate it. KC2YTJ, back to net control from out of town.
Yeah, very good, Mike and Jeremy. And Mike, enjoy your out-of-town trip or vacation or business, whatever it is. So this is W2EUP. We're looking for any final check-ins that would like to join the TechNet tonight. Come ahead. We got through the EchoLink part and we have some time. Does anybody have a question of anything other than EchoLink? Does anybody have any information they might want to share with the net? Come with your call sign.
Well, there's the NTUGS.
Hi, Jeremy.
Don't forget the HamFest this weekend on Saturday morning. I think it starts at 6 on Transit Road. It's the Lancaster Group, HamTrust. Rick, maybe you have a little bit more information on it, but that's a good place to go find some equipment for your tech projects.
Yes, definitely. Let me take a look here. If my phone wants to cooperate, I can bring up the Lancaster website and get the information. I know it's at the Transit Drive-In in Lockport. Let's see if I can find anything else real quick on this. Let's see. Here we go. Lancaster HamFest, Saturday, September 13th, Transit Drive-In, 6655 South Transit Road in Lockport. $10 admission fee includes free tailgating with unlimited selling space. 7 a.m., get there early. You know, as always, HamFest end early. There's food and refreshments available. We're also going to have a talk-in on W2SO 147.255 with a PL of 107.7. So that's the information on the Lancaster HamFest. Any other check-ins? Anybody that wants to ask some questions or has some other information that's not related to EchoLink or is, come ahead. W2EUP is the call. Do you have any last-minute check-ins that would like to join the list? Call W2EUP.
W2EUP? This is KC2YE, King Charlie 2, Yankee Edward.
Welcome and acknowledge Peter, KC2YE. Good evening, Peter. And do you have any comments on Echolink? Have you used it or tried it? Go ahead.
I might have used it a couple of years ago, but I haven't done anything recently. I'm just going over some of the information and looking it over again.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. This is last call. Anybody else wishing to join the Barra Information and TechNet, call W2EUP. Echolink Las Vegas station and they're trying to get in. I don't hear any audio though. Try again. Sorry, Vegas, you're just not getting into the system. Clicking, but let's see. Anybody else? Last call. Last call. Come ahead with your call sign. W2EUP. All right, we're going to close the net. Thank you to everyone who checked into the Barra Weekly Tech and Information Net. We appreciate your time and participation. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. right here on this repeater. We encourage all amateurs to join us for technical topics, club news, and open discussion. If you have any ideas for future topics or would like to volunteer as a net control, please contact a Barra officer or reach out to me. I might call Kilo Charlie 2 X-ray Delta. I'm going to close the net. We'll return the repeater back to normal and normal amateur use. 7-3 to all. Have a great evening. Take care, everybody. Go ahead, Clicky. It's all yours.
Nice job, Rick. And just an FYI, the official count looks like 19 check-ins. Pretty good. W2ZZA clear.
A little bit nervous. I think it's a different net. I've done several nets, but it was a little different than what I'm used to.
Yeah, Roger, we could tell there was a little nervousness up front, but you're good. You finished strong, man.
Oh, that's good to hear. I appreciate that, Dave. Actually, it was sort of fun, too. We're down on check-ins, though. We had 27 last week.